R.H. Stavas joins us by phone tonight. She's a screenwriter and novelist and also a professional exorcist. At being that time of year when we think about goblins and ghosties, we're going to talk with her about casting spirits out. And I hasten to say, we'll just be observing and not inviting. And we'll also talk about her book titled Sister of Darkness, The Chronicles of a Modern Day Exorcist, a memoir about her work as a non-denominational exorcist. I'm guessing that many of us are largely acquainted with exorcism from the Exorcist movie, which portrayed certainly a very dramatic process. So I'm interested in your experience, what kind of entities or attachments you encounter, because you have a whole list of them, actually. Where they come from, what they look like?
Yeah, obviously The Exorcist, or any movie, you know, about exorcism, kind of takes things to an extreme. And that's not to say that there are not what I call movie-style entities that do actually work in those ways, but they're exceedingly, exceedingly rare. That's not what's affecting most people. Most people are affected by things that are much smaller. And one of the things that is very common, it's a certain type of entity that's very common, is what I call a Clive. And I call it that because it looks like a Clive Barker drawing to me. Because, you know, there was no handbook for this. So I had to kind of come up with my own names for these things that I kept seeing in repetition, you know, and keep track of it. And those entities are the smallest of the small. They're kind of the leeches of the entity world, if you will. So you know how leeches will essentially attach and suck you dry if given the chance, but they're not necessarily malevolent. That's kind of what a Clive is. And they work kind of like amplifiers. You know, if you are sad, you're depressed. If you're depressed, you're suicidal. If you're angry, you have rage, that kind of thing. And entities range from the smallest of the small to those movie-style entities as well, and everything kind of in between. So it's a pretty large range of all different types of entities.
Do these present physically to you, visually, I guess maybe is a better description. Do you actually see an entity?
Yes, so that's kind of the difference between myself and, let's say, a priest, for example. When I was a child, you know, as most children do, I was seeing monsters in the closet, monsters under the bed, and no parent could actually make them go away. So for me, I've been able to see entity weirdly, crazily with my eyes since I was a child, and it was very, very scary, obviously, as a kid. I mean, to this day, there are times where it can be quite scary. But, you know, I learned very quickly that this was not something that everybody had, and it was not something that you should talk about because you're going to sound like a crazy person. So I didn't talk about it for quite a long time. I tried to tune it out. I tried to live a normal life. And then as I got older, it became more difficult to do that. And so at that point, you know, it was either check myself in or figure out what to do with it, I guess, in the world, you know, how to help people with it.
So I'm interested also to know where these entities come from.
So, you know, if you can think about it this way, the way that I see it is they come from what I call the etheric space. Now, I don't know if there's a proper name for that or not, but I don't know if this might be too out there, but it's kind of like the dimension next to ours, if you believe in that sort of thing. That's kind of where I see them coming from. And there are entities that are all below us, that take from us, that feed from us, that work in that negative energy space. And then there are entities that are those kinds that give to us, that are high-frequency beings, like what people call angels, spirit guides, master teachers, all of that. And then there are entities that actually don't interact with us at all, that just seem to be passing through.
When you do an exorcism, or I don't know, just in general, given your abilities, do you have a ritual for cleansing the space, for protecting yourself? And where do you send the entities off to?
Yes, okay. So it's very important. So when I do an exorcism for someone, I don't go to them. I actually make them come to my spirit room because it's set up in a very specific way that is safe. It's safe with the things that I have in here to make sure that the room stays very high frequency. That's very important. And there are many ways to do that, you know, down to specific types of things to burn, like frankincense and copal, Palo Santo, the specific way that candles and the energy are set up in the space. And, you know, back in the day when I was first doing this, I would actually release the entity back to source, but I found out very quickly that they just reattach to people when you do that. So now, even crazier sounding, I actually dissipate the entity. So I energetically kind of pull the entity apart so that it cannot return. And that has helped quite a bit. I've had less people coming back with entities.
If I understand from your book correctly, our negative energy, low frequency, attracts and or sort of parasitically, the entity and our low energy, negative energy feeds on each other. And one of the things that I thought was really enlightening and most important in your book, because I think we have this sort of terrifying idea of these entities, is what a person's life is like post-exorcism. And you talk about specifically transactional consciousness. So fill us in on that, if you would, please.
Yeah, so, you know, it is a lot about frequency, right? We have an energy that we carry in the world, and unfortunately we live in this very fear-based society, and so we learn a lot of negative things through trauma and all of that from early age on, and we don't usually get rid of it. We are not in a society where we learn how to release that, so we tend to store it a lot. And transactional consciousness simply asks you, okay, are you conscious of the way you're conducting yourself in the world? Are you conscious of the negative self-talk you're having? Are you conscious of the negative words that you're putting out on others? Are you conscious of the way that you're treating people? When you become conscious of those things, more than likely, what you end up wanting to do is be better, right? You want to talk to yourself in a more loving way. You want to reach out to people in a more loving way. And transactional consciousness does just that. So, you know, basically what it asks you to do is, when you're out into the world, what would you normally not do that is positive that you can do today? One small thing that you can do for another person, even something as simple as giving up your seat in the subway, right, to somebody who you think needs it, that you maybe wouldn't even think about or notice before, because we're in ourselves so much. And what that does is it not only raises your own frequency by doing something good, you feel good, it actually changes the vibration of the space around you, and it does something good for someone else. So, you know, whenever you've experienced, and I hope everyone has, I hope everyone has experienced a pay it forward concept, you know, where someone has done something nice for you and you don't even know that person, and it's just this nice thing because somebody did something nice for them. It's a real thing. You tend to remember that for so long, and it tends to make your entire day. And that's high frequency, and that's living consciously, and that's a thing that I hope everyone will do.
Well, certainly what you do, because I know from what you've written that this is pro bono work for you. And I want to thank you so much for sharing with us tonight your work, and wish you well as you stay in spirit and continue to free others from attachments. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I've been talking with R.H. Stavis. She's the author of Sister of Darkness, The Chronicles of a Modern Day Exorcist. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. We wish you a safe, happy, and entity-free Halloween. I'm Barbara Gray.